from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak program. It's my privilege to be behind the microphone for another time, and it's also my great privilege to have you join with me for another Let the Bible Speak broadcast. I trust that as you continue listening to God's Word, that the Lord will richly bless His Word to your heart. Before the Reverend Ivan Foster comes to bring the Lord's message, I want to read to you a short poem. It's based upon two verses of Scripture. Both the verses are found in the book of Psalms. One is in Psalm 17 and verse 7, "Show thy marvelous loving kindness," and the other in Psalm 31 and verse 21, "Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city." And since the poem is based on those two verses, it's not surprising that its title is Marvelous Kindness. "'Twas marvelous kindness, 'twas fathomless love, that dwelt in the heart of Jehovah above. Beyond all the ages its glories extend, it had no beginning, and never shall end. 'Twas marvelous kindness the Father displayed, in sending his Son to the world he had made. Such boundless compassion no sinner can tell, or guess why his Maker should love him so well. 'Twas marvelous kindness when Jesus complied, and poured out his life through the wound in his side. I gaze on his sorrows, and weep and adore, and, feeling my hardness, but marvel the more. 'Twas marvelous kindness to think upon me, the vilest of all, as he hung on the tree. The strength of his love, and the depth of his woe, can never be measured by mortals below. When, hasting to ruin in nature's black night, his Spirit commanded his marvelous light, and led me to Jesus to seek and to prove his mighty, unmerited, wonderful love. When troubles increase and my comforts decline, he knows my affliction and why it is mine. Nor sorrow nor sin shall his mercy destroy, his kindness surprises my soul into joy. When crossing the river, perhaps I shall prove some sweet consolation in whispers of love, and wonder, in leaving the desert behind, eternal fruition in Jesus to find."
Hello everyone, good morning to you all. Welcome to our gospel program. Now we're going to have a gospel song. It's called "That Day at Calvary," and it's sung by a group of men from Greenville, South Carolina, called the SMS Men's Chorus. I know that you'll enjoy this hymn.
I stood one day at Calvary where Jesus bled and died. I never knew he loved me so, for me was crucified.
That day at Calvary,
To Calvary today as we look at his word. We're turning to the chapter 1 of Mark. I started to speak upon the cleansing of the leper, but why we only were skimming the surface of this wonderful miracle. I'd like us to return for just another look at it today. Let's read quickly the verses again. Verse 40, Mark chapter 1. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straitly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See, thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out, and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Last week we emphasized how that this man came to the Lord Jesus Christ for his cleansing. We noted with you the verse 40 and how it is worded as to underscore the fact that he came to Jesus. But as I have already stated, we really didn't get into the subject too deeply, so we want to go a little further today. I want to, first of all, point out to you the healing experience of this man. What it was that he received when he came to the Lord Jesus, beseeching him that he might be cleansed. What an experience it was. Two things are to be observed. It says, and as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Now, I want you to notice that it was not the touch of Christ that healed the leper, but the word of Christ. I think that the touch of Christ was a visible manifestation of his compassion for this poor sufferer. But it was not until he spoke that the leprosy was taken from him. What power there is in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at what took place. There was a complete healing. It says the leprosy departed from him. There was no evidence of leprosy in that poor man's body as soon as Christ spoke that healing word. You will see how instantly his healing took place. There's that word immediately. We mentioned, I think, at the very commencement of our study of the Gospel of Mark that we would see this word and like words frequently in our study. Immediately, as soon as Christ spoke the word, he was healed. It was a visible healing, for it says he was cleansed. No evidence remained on his body of the dreadful disease. My dear friend, this pictures for us what Christ can do for the soul. What Christ can do for the soul. For sin is the leprosy of the soul. It stains, it corrupts, it defiles us, but praise God, there's an answer to it in the mighty saving word of the gospel. May you heed the gospel words today. Could we quickly observe the instructions that were given to this man? The Savior said to him, "See thou say nothing to any man." Verse 44. Say nothing? I have been healed from leprosy. I can almost hear that man say. Not tell anyone? Why, this is the most marvelous thing. This is the most marvelous day of my life. I must tell others. Christ said, "No. See thou tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest." There is a right way of doing everything. Christ would have us live by the law of God. For the law of God required of any leper who was cleansed that he first go and show himself to the priest, that it might be attested and proved, and that there in the temple the cleansing ceremony and the offerings connected with that ceremony be offered up unto God. Look at it in Leviticus chapter 14, the verses 1 to 3. I tell you this, that Christ was one who instructed people in the Word of God and urged them to obey the Word of God. The Bible is the only rule of faith for each and every one who professes Christ as their Savior. Very quickly notice how, as a result of this man's foolish disobedience, the work of God was hindered. Hindered it was. For we read that as a result of the publicity generated by this man going around and speaking in a fashion forbidden by Christ, the Savior was forced to go out to the desert. That must have made it difficult for some people to reach him. Let me say to you, Christian, if you do not obey God's word and live by your own rules, you will hinder the work of God. Let us live by the words of Christ. Thank you for listening today. Now please tune in again. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.